Well, hello again. So, let me be one of the first people to say Happy New Year to you. I know it's a couple days. I'm not that delayed, but hopefully you all will be able to join us on Tuesday where we do our annual Burning Bowl. That is the time when you can just release and let go of all the ook from 2019. How many people had some ook from 2019? And you literally write it on paper and you burn it. Yes, we have special paper. Don't worry. You put it in the fire and you see it poof away. That's metaphorical as well as strategically placed, because that is what we're here to do. For we are here not only on Tuesday, but right here, right now, to awaken to God's joy. And I know most of us kind of are thinking about the New Year's resolutions. How many of us have said, next year I'm going to, come on, you're in church. I think we all at some point in time are going, you know, next year I think I will do this, that, or the other. And I notice I didn't say resolutions. I just said that you're waiting until next year to do something. And that's all right. That's good. The reason for this talk is to talk about not just making preparations for 2020, but that the preparations that you're making for 2020 aren't far off someplace in some sort of distant tomorrow, like in a couple days. They're made right here. They're made right now. For God's will of good is with you. Now, I've been told, or I've seen a couple memes that that say that 2020, we're supposed to envision perfect vision, and that perfect vision is with God's vision. And it's not that hard. I think we think it's hard because we kind of think that we're separated from God, that God's some entity or thing or divine deity out here somewhere, and that we have to channel it in some way, shape, or form. But the reality is that here in Unity, we teach that God is everywhere present. And when I say everywhere present, that means that God dwells fully, 100%, 1,000% within you as well as around you. So if you have access to God's eyes, which you do, because if God is everywhere present, God is where? I think I'm going to need to convince you guys a little bit more. Now, you know I'm into participating. And you know I'm not ashamed to ask again. If God is everywhere present, where is God? Thank you. And so many times we look off to some sort of extraordinary experience in our ordinary lives. That's usually what the resolutions are there for, is that, okay, 2019, I had a bunch of ook. 2020, it's going to be fantabulous. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to say the things that we've made mistakes on, and we're going to rectify them. And we're looking off into this other time, this other space. And I'm saying that you can create your extraordinary experience right here, right now. This reminds me of a story that I think most of us, I saw reruns myself, but I think most of us could identify with this story called the, and it's not a masterpiece of television, but it's called the Beverly Hillbillies. There's enough laughter for me to know that the majority of you know about the Beverly Hillbillies. So I tried this at the 9 o'clock. But I was going to just read the opening songs, the lyrics to the opening songs. But there was like, sing, sing. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to say, I bet you guys are going to try to sing this. Why don't we sing the opening lines to the Beverly Hillbillies? Actually, let me read them to you so that you know, because most of us are like, let me, blah, 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 name Jed. So... So I'll read it to you, and then we can sing along, all right? All right. Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed, And then one day, he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground came a bubbling, what kind of crude? That is black gold, Texas tea. All right, okay, you guys got that part. So I hear the remnants of, ooh, we'd like to sing that, yes? And unfortunately, I didn't tell Reverend Roger we were going to do this, or he would have had his banjo, but that's all right. See, that's why Anne Marie is one of the musicians at the 6 p.m. service. All right, one, two, one, two, three. Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food. And up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea. I noticed that I had to do that at the 9 o'clock, so even though, please, the good part is great. I don't know why I didn't say it. So what's the next part?
First thing you know.
Oh, Jed's a millionaire. Hey, move away from there. California is the place you want to be. Loaded up the truck, and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools. Movie stars, yes. It's kind of the dreaming that we want to dream for 2020, don't we? I mean, I think those are the dreams that are made of. And by the way, I could tell the ones who are younger than me because you didn't know. And that's all right. Okay, and they were looking at all of us old-timers going, what the heck? What are they talking about here? Well, we're talking about a metaphor for all of our lives. That the person that is going and doing an ordinary thing, not very extraordinary actually, somewhere in the foothills of Arizona, going out to shoot his food and coming up realizing that there is greatness in life. Unbeknownst to him, there is a great life that is ahead, that is far and beyond anything that he could even imagine. Jed was a mountaineer who only lived according to this, the beginning of the show, in the shed. Four people in a one-room shed, it looked like, moving to a mansion. Isn't that everyone's dream, not to live in a shed, but to move into some form of your own mansion, whatever that looks like? And that's usually what happens is that when the next year comes, and this is going to be a new decade, wow, we're not only changing the year, but we're changing the decade, 2020. That's why I think they say that's a vision of gratitude, of grandeur, excuse me, because it's a master number. When anything is doubled like that, 2020, 11, 11, 10, 10, it means magnificence is happening. I don't know how many of you are into numerology. Obviously, I am a little bit. Let me just tell you, the 2 and the 2, the 20 and the 20, magnificence is here. But we have to accept it. And we have to accept it not in a couple of days when New Year starts. We have to accept it right here, right now. So this talk is really going to be about the recipe for 2020 that starts in this here moment. In this here moment, I still feel like talking like Jed. Because we don't have to live in the tomorrow. And we don't have to live in the yesterday. We live in this moment because God's will for us, all of us, is to live a wonderful, blessed life. And we can. This happens when we are out doing ordinary things. Extraordinary things can happen. Actually, I will say that what we deem as extraordinary is what God deems as ordinary. The miracles that supposedly happen to us that we think are extraordinary, that is God's ordinary. And it is ours to be open to the extravagance and the abundance that God wants to flourish on us. The joy that God wants to give us. Actually, we are the joy of God. And it is ours as the children of God to be able to accept the brilliance, accept the beauty, to be in awe of the greatness that God has for each and every one of us all over the place so that we can live in the abundance called heaven here on earth. And the reality is, we are the joy of God. If only we can accept it. Unfortunately, for most of us, it's a hard road for us to accept. And I can hear you going, no, but look at our lives. Look at the world we're doing for. And that's no shame or blame. It's a reality check for all of us. I'm a part of it. For once we all, right here, right now, accept that God is everywhere present within us and that we are the hands and the feet and the voice and the look of God, and to share it with one another, then heaven will be here on earth. Once we realize that we are the manifestation of God's joy and fully accept it like Jesus did, then we too will manifest a brilliant life. It isn't to say that life will be swimming. We can say that Jesus' story is that. But how we deal with it, how we move through it and around it in a true way will continue to bring miracles in our lives until we are constantly living miraculous lives. It becomes ordinary to us. And it isn't something that is supposed to be in the far future, in a couple days. It is to be made manifest right here in this present moment, and then the next moment, and the next moment. Each moment that you are here, it is here for us. What we are trying to do today is to, what I'm trying to do today is to lift you out of the tedium that you might be feeling, the tedium of boredom, the tedium of I've lost the word I want it. Of things that aren't so grand. The tediumness of the ordinary. The mundane, thank you, whoever said that. Of the mundane, of what we think is the mundane. It is time to be lifted out of that tedium and get ready for the blessings that God already has in store for us. And at the Unification Church, Sung Ma Moon has this quote in there. There's no limit to joy. Happiness has no end. When you are standing in the love of God, every cell of your body jumps for joy. You breathe in and breathe out with the entire universe. And in this state, your life is fulfilled. This is how God means us to live, intoxicated, intoxicated in love and joy. And through our joy, God receives its joy. The joy of human is the joy of God, and the joy of God is the joy of all humans. So how do we navigate into this state where we are intoxicated with love and joy? And joy is our present elixir of good. Well, there's a recipe. I said it was a recipe for 2020. It's called a preparation so that God's life truly within you is the gift, and that you see that God's life, again, that is everywhere present, is always with you, is always ready to be made manifest, manifesting itself within you and outside of you. Again, God is always manifesting itself 100% within you. There's only one thing that is holding it back from its true blossoming. Can you guess what that is? Don't put it on. Put it on self. And there's no shame, no guilt. It's the way we've been taught, hasn't it? Don't be so boastful. Don't be this. Don't be that. Don't be so glad. Don't be thinking so good about yourself. Don't. I'm here to tell you that I'm not trying to get you to be a narcissist. That's a mental ailment. What I am saying is, know that if God is everywhere present and God is within you, then you're made of greatness. How many people believe that, or can kind of go, yeah, I guess that's true, believe that God is infinite love? Thank you for the honesty for the people who couldn't raise up their hands. How about for the people who couldn't raise up your hands, and you don't have to raise up your hands now, is mostly love, a lot of love. How about that? It shares a lot of love. Here in Unity, we teach not the God of our fathers, of our ancestors, of the territorial, the God that besieged us, that brought locusts upon us, that is waiting for us to do wrong. We teach here that God is good and only sees good in its children. And beloved, Jesus is not the only child of God. We all are. And so if God is everywhere present, and if you can at least think that God has a lot of good stuff, then know that you have a lot of good stuff. And hopefully you will be able to embrace the fact that if God is infinite love, and God is everywhere present, and God is within you, that you are infinite love. And just waiting to blossom. And so the first part of the recipe is that you have a heart aglow with love. And this heart glows with love for, are you sitting down? Everything and everyone. For don't we at least hope that God loves everything and everyone? I think of it as true. Even when I was young, the God that used to hate, the God that used to beseech us, the God that did all these things, that wasn't my God. That wasn't the God I knew. But I can grab a hold of the God of love that loves me unconditionally. That no matter what mistakes I make, God can love me. And if I can love myself and if God can love me, I can love anyone else who is out there making a mistake. I know, easier said than done. But if you at least have that want to love, that's all you need. And I know anything is kind of a step, especially when you're scared of snakes or spiders or some other things. But let me tell you that God has created everything and everyone for a purpose. And we are here to love each other. We are here to love everything because God is everywhere present. And once we are glow of love for everything and everyone, we will soon come into the knowing that we are aglow with love to all of God. And that will definitely bring joy into our hearts. Second, the joy, you joyously seek the highest and best that life has to offer every day. Now, I know that we strive to do that. I take away the word strive, and like Yoda, I just say do. Too many times we think about it. Too many times we say, well, I will do that in another year, another decade. I don't have this. I don't have that. You don't have to have anyone else's definition of joy or anyone's definition of what the highest is for you. You move forward with the discernment from God. What is the highest for you? Don't look at anyone else. Look within yourself. And say, what I have, what I envision as my highest life is this. And I'm going to offer it every day. I'm going to seek the highest, and I'm going to give my highest to my life and to life everywhere present. Three, strive always to be a perfect channel through which the abundance of God's good can flow. So what does a perfect channel look like? That means being open, receptive, all windows, all doors, no blockages within yourself to be an abundant good for yourself and for the world. There are too many times that we say, I see God's abundance in other people and not know it within ourselves. I see God's abundance over there, but not over here. Beloveds, God's abundance is everywhere present. And if God's infinite good is here, then you are definitely the channel already to be the abundant flow of God for your life, for yourself, for your family, for this world. The only hindrance is our hearts, our thoughts, and our minds aligning to the fact that we can be open to God's presence, to the abundant good. And when I say abundance, I'm not just talking about monetary. I am talking about the abundance of a great life. I'm talking about abundance of health. Yes, of wealth, of happiness, of joy, of laughter, of everything that allows us to live greatly. Keep your mind filled with positive, constructive thoughts. You know, there's a movement that I've been noticing lately, as I'm usually the one who fills a lot of the Facebook, our Facebook page with memes and quotes and things like that, and stories. I've noticed how there's a kickback on the positivity train, of which I am completely against. Now, hear me say this, that life happens, and I'm not talking about denying truth. If something happens in your world that is devastating, don't go saying that didn't happen. No, I'm not saying that. You know, there's a joke in Unity, because there's a misconception about unity and denials. There's a joke that states about how, I can't remember what the three preachers do. There's a rabbi, a unity minister, and a monk. And they're all down in hell. And they're burning up, and everything is a flutter. And the rabbi would do whatever a rabbi does. A monk would do the prayer, chant, and count the beads. And the unity minister would say, "It's not hot. I'm not in hell. It's not hot." That is not the type of denial we're talking about, because stuff happens. In unity, when we're talking about keeping it positive, we're talking about saying a denial, saying that whatever is happening to me does not have power over me. I will not allow the tragedy or the hurt or the pain or the lack or whatever is happening to me to bring me down. Let me do a side note. Yes, obviously there's grief, but even in your grief, don't allow your grief to overtake you. Allow yourself to move in and through it, but don't allow yourself to build your home in whatever circumstance you are in. Say, this lack, I'm not going to allow it to control me. What I am going to see is that there will be and is and can be a positive outcome. I don't know what that positive outcome is right now, but this is not going to take me down like a weight taking me down the ocean. I am not going to allow this situation to bring me down. I will fill my mind with opportunities, with positive thoughts, constructive thoughts, so that I can rebuild, so that I can heal, so that I can manifest, so that I can do whatever needs to be done to move forward, so that next, number five, every day my dream becomes a reality, and that I dream great dreams no matter what tragedies, whatever limitations are befitting me right now, that I know right here, right now, that God's infinite good is waiting for me just to say, yes, I accept. Yes, I hear you. Yes, I want my life to be heaven-filled, joy-filled, abundantly blessed. Every day, dream a greater dream and build it upon a strong foundation of God's truth, that God's will of good is here for you right here, right now. Just say yes. Six, every day you give your best to life so that you may set into motion God's good that will bring the best that life offers back to you. Send it forward. It might not be come back in the way you sent it, but it'll always come back. Love somebody. Send your love back to you. And it might not come back from the person that you have loved up. It might not come back from the person that you've sent your glowing heart and love to, but love will always come back to you. Joy and putting a smile on someone's face, that person might not set a smile on your face. But doggone if a cute little puppy doesn't come along and that'll bring a smile on your face. Yeah, even the even thinking about it. Okay, you're not a puppy person. How about a kitten? Okay, the other half. Every day you give your best to life so that you may set into motion God's good that will bring the best that life offers back to you. Lastly, you accept living as a glorious, miraculous experience, as a spiritual adventure. And that can be, if you want a resolution, if you want an affirmation, which is not up here, but if you want one, you can use that. I accept living as a glorious, miraculous experience. I accept living this glorious, miraculous experience as a spiritual adventure. Allow yourselves to see the miracles in everything. Allow yourselves to open up to the joys of life. No matter how much it rains, no matter how much ice and snow we get, look at how pretty the snow is, and thank God we don't have to go to work in it. There's always something good in the situation. I might not have the monies I want in my pocketbook, but wow, I have enough space for whatever good. You have more than enough abundance manifesting. So while you move forward in 2020, accept that the extraordinary is waiting to be your ordinary. For that God's good is there manifesting every day. And God's miracle is there for you. For life doesn't get any better than it is right now. So long as you accept that life's joy and happiness is there for you. So let us envision right here, right now, no matter what situations you're going through, that God's miracles of greatness are also happening. Not that stuff isn't happening. Stuff that you don't want to happen isn't happening. That too is happening. But for us to resurrect, to rise out of those situations so that it doesn't drag us down, we have to focus on the positive. Somewhere in your life, there's a positive that you can grab a hold of and allow yourself to rise above all those things and to see those things expand. And let me tell you, as you are looking for the greater solution, as you're looking for the positive, I swear to you 1,000% that you will then hear God speak to you and provide you more clearly with the answers to all the issues that you're going through. You will be able to hear the answers to your prayers. And I love all I can remember is wow, because I think what we're waiting for is wow. The thank you, the wow, and the help me. I think a lot of us do the help me, help me. We go to the thank you, but I do love those answered prayers of wow. Wow, God, you really showed up and showed out, and thank you. Let us have 2020 be a wow. Miracles do happen, the smallest and the most grandiose, so we can say thank you all the way through 2020 and beyond. With that, let us say again, let me be the first person for a second time to say, I hope you have a great new year. I hope you're here for the burning bowl, so that you can burn away all the challenges of 2019 and embrace the greatness that God has for you in 2020. And so the affirmation is about you, beloveds. Let me say this to you, and then we'll say it together. If you agree, if you can accept it, then we'll say it together for the second time. I am a perfect child of God, filled with wisdom, peace, joy, and light. Now, don't let that perfect get you. In God's eyes, you are perfect. Don't allow the mistakes that you have made to shimmy through past the perfection that you are. Just embrace that God loves me and sees me as the perfect. I'm God's favorite. Now, know that everyone else is God's favorite, too. But delight in the fact that you are perfect. And with that feeling, let us say this together. I am a perfect child of God, filled with wisdom, peace, joy and light. Yes. And so it is. Let's say that one more time. Didn't that feel good? Just to remember that what God thinks of you, how God feels about all of us. I am a perfect child of God, filled with wisdom, peace, joy, and light. And so it is. Amen.